back. So all week we have been discussing the unexpected, tragic, sudden, and suspicious death of Dr. Rashid Buttar. Now, Dr. Buttar was one of the loudest voices against the bioweapon COVID shots that have been falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines and pushed on you by a murderous media and a murderous regime. But now he's died in a manner very similar to the vaccinated who are dropping dead, dying suddenly. We know with 100% certainty that Dr. Buttar wasn't vaccinated, though. So what was it that could have ended his life so prematurely? One theory is that Dr. Buttar was poisoned. He himself said that he suspected poison after he made an appearance on CNN, shortly before his death. But there is another theory out there, one that we've discussed on this show before. We were called conspiracy theorists for talking about it. It's in Pfizer's own documents, and that's vaccine shedding. It's not a conspiracy. If you live any kind of public life in America, if you ever fly on a plane or travel on a train or go to a concert, if you visit any large store, if you attend church that had a fake pastor or a false teacher that was telling you, be more like Jesus and go and get vaccinated. What about your kids in school, all the teachers that were coerced into taking these shots? What about grandma and grandpa that live in Boosterville, California? See, all of these things are going to mean being around vaccinated people, potentially for a long time. Over 5 billion people were injected with a weapon of biowarfare. And being around the vaccinated simply means people shedding spike proteins. They've been injected with a poison. Their body is excreting it. In the video where he suggested that he had been poisoned, Dr. Buttar mentioned getting over 200 times what's in the vaccine. People assume that he may have been referring to the venom theory that he favored for COVID, but could he have been referring to spike proteins from vaccine shedding instead? Dr. Jen Vandewater is with the wellness company. She's an expert on the vaccine spike proteins. If anyone can explain how vaccine shedding can get so bad that it mimics the effects of the vaccination itself, it's her. And she joins us now, Dr. Jen Vandewater. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Stu. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so it's no secret that Big Pharma, combined with the murderous Western medicine that's been hijacked, is now the medical industrial complex, the poison-pushing fake doctors, they've created a hellscape in America and across the face of the planet. But the wellness company has plans to help people actually regain their medical sovereignty. In other words, it's a freedom from pharma or a one wellness plan. What does that look like exactly?
Sure. Well, it's kind of funny talking freedom from pharma from someone who comes from that industry as a doctor of pharmacy and a licensed pharmacist. But what I saw in practice actually concerned me for people. You know, I actually call myself the people's pharmacist because I answer to the people, not to Big Pharma. And what I saw was overprescribing. What I saw was people living unhealthier, not having quality of life, which is all what we're taught in pharmacy college takes place when you are on pharmaceuticals. So I wasn't seeing that. And so I'm excited to be part of the wellness company where we can help people be free from Big Pharma. And what that looks like at the wellness company is we have other wellness pharmacists like myself who start the initial consult with the patient. They'll say, hey, let's look over your med history. Let's look over your prescription history. What are you using for supplements? What brand of supplements are you using? What's your lifestyle like? What's your food choices like? And through breaking it down as kind of a wellness coach, you know, and a health guide, the patient's able to look at their body as a whole. Which in the Big Pharma and big medicine industry, it's not, we're compartmentalized. We're not looked at as head to toe as a whole.
That's the way that medicine was designed to be. I mean, that's why doctors go to school for as long as they do. They are actually like expected and in many cases required to research what could be causing the symptoms that a patient presents with and then individually treat that patient. But now we're in the days of, nope, you're presenting with these symptoms. That means that you have this based on this faulty or fraudulent, completely fraudulent test for this virus that's never been isolated. And so now we're going to go here to our Epic machines, which is downloading this AI program from the NIH and NIAID. You need remdesivir and a ventilator. I mean, they're like zombies with stethoscopes and lab coats, but we've been programmed to trust that they have our best interests and our health as their number one priority. It's just not the case.
No, and they're not realizing that. It is through the programming and the indoctrination of the colleges out there that have set these providers and these care professionals into that mindset where they really think they're doing something good.
So what do you think it is, though, that forces these highly educated people? So you're saying that they don't know. Well, then you have programs like this one, The Stu Peters Show, which is, I mean, the number one alternative media show by far, you know, and probably the biggest threat and the biggest voice against the deep state and this murderous regime every single day. But these doctors will look at a program like mine and they'll say, this guy is a whacked out conspiracy theorist. No, I can look right at the studies that he's presenting on his screen. I can look right at the research and the graphs and the data and all of that and still say, no, he's out of his mind. So why can't they see it? And what made you see it?
Well, I call it divine intervention. I call it my faith. To be totally honest with you, Stu, I had throughout my entire career, God moments. I call them where I stopped and saw things and questioned, but people around me weren't seeing the same things I was seeing. So I believe that God had a purpose and a plan for me to be at this exact moment where I'm at today to truly help people. And I feel that other people, maybe they are lacking some divine guidance, but there's also cognitive dissonance. When you believe in something for so long, it shatters your world to actually realize you've been lied to, and lied to such an extreme. You've committed thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to a program, to be indoctrinated, coming out thinking you're there to help people, and now you're shocked and you don't want to be proven wrong.
Right.
I really never looked at my career as that. I looked at my career as I wanted to be involved in the community as a community pharmacist, being on the front lines, helping people. And with the wellness company, we're doing that in a virtual way right now, where people can come in, meet with their pharmacist, and then hopefully get guided to their provider, where their provider can help them deprescribe off of unnecessary pharmaceuticals.
By the way, that website is heroicdoctors.com. We wish there would be more hero doctors like yourself. And we pray that a lot of them have the God moments that you were, you know, describing. Because aside from realizing the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you committed to an education and maybe throwing that away, what about the thousands of deaths that you may have caused? You know, what about the, you know, the lifelong adverse reactions that you're causing in kids with this ridiculous 72-shot vaccination schedule that's now recommended by the CDC before a child is 18 years old? I mean, there's so much more at stake here than just money and an education and a degree. It's actual humanity. And, you know, this was Dr. Zev Zelenko's dream, was to carry this out. It's now being carried out. The wellness company, again, heroicdoctors.com. We just pray that more will come to it. HeroicDoctors.com. Take back your medical sovereignty. Get your freedom from pharma. Dr. Jen Vandewater, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you too.
Now, when you go to HeroicDoctors.com, look for a program called One Wellness. This is an all-inclusive access to freedom from pharma, along with up to 10 natural supplements every month for free. 10 free natural supplements every month. This includes unlimited provider visits as well. Also, coming soon, any pharmaceuticals will be included, 100% free of charge. So if you're on a blood pressure medication, for example, that you'll still require, no problem. It's all included for free. Can your insurance plan say the same? For $200 a month, unlimited provider visits, 10 free supplements every month, all your pharmaceuticals included. Does your medical coverage compete with that? No, of course not. How could it? Would your poison-pushing fake doctor ever suggest natural formulas to combat spike proteins? Well, no. So, of course, your insurance wouldn't cover it either. Check out the One Wellness program, again, at heroicdoctors.com. We'll be right back.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the wellness company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the wellness company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.